I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If there's one country on the planet that's anxious about protecting democracy and justice for its minorities, it's Germany. Germany's history with the Nazis and then the communists in the east of the country has produced a legacy of incredibly strong protections for liberty, so it's hard for them to ban a political party, even a far-right party that's been accused of stoking hostility to immigrants and Jews. But that attempt is currently being made and has now reached the equivalent of Germany's Supreme Court. Freelance journalist Felix Husmann writes extensively about the far right in Germany from his base in Dortmund. So what is this party we're talking about, Felix, and what is wrong with them?
Well, the NPD is a neo-Nazi party, so they're not just right-wing, they're neo-Nazis. They're hardcore anti-Semites, they're racists. Their ideology has more in common with the historical ideology of the Nazis back in the old days in Germany than with free and open democracy. That's the party we're talking about, basically.
And NPD stands for what?
That stands for National Democratic Party of Germany. But the democratic in this name is merely a name. They don't really care about democracy. Democracy and the parliamentary elections and the whole democratic process, for them, this is just one set in a toolkit to basically abolish democracy and to abolish a free and open society.
Is there any evidence that the NPD is involved in stoking violence in Germany?
Well, just today when I was on the train, I read a headline about an NPD member getting arrested for the suspicion of arsony at the refugee center. There's stuff like this. There's NPD members who have been sentenced for violent crimes and for hate speech over and over again over the years. So yes, the NPD is heavily linked to racist violence, to racist hate speech, and to open anti-Semitism.
I understand that it's a tiny group, the NPD. It's got like 5,000 members nationwide in Germany. They've got no members in parliament. So why is everyone so worried about them? Why even try to ban them?
Well, they have members in German state assemblies. They never made it into the Bundestag, the national parliament. But in some regions in Germany, for example, if you take Mecklenburg-Vorpommern and Brandenburg, for example, they are getting funded by taxpayers' money there because they are in local parliaments or in state parliaments in some cases. And with this money they get from the taxpayer, they fund neo-Nazi activity. They fund other neo-Nazi groups that are even far more radical and openly violent than the NPD. And this is why so many people here in Germany think this has to stop. We don't want to fund Nazi propaganda and right-wing violence.
How is that even possible that taxpayer dollars in Germany are funding neo-Nazi groups?
Well, they run for elections, and if they reach a certain threshold, a certain percentage, they get some of the costs they spend for their propaganda back. They receive money, of course, by they're publicly funded once they make it into state assemblies. So they are funded like all other democratic parties by the state, and they share the same rights and the same benefits as other democratic parties, with the big difference that they don't give anything about democracy.
Is anyone in Germany concerned that despite the racist views of the NPD, this is, at the end of the day, kind of a freedom of speech and assembly issue, and banning the NPD would be prohibiting a group from existing?
Of course, those sentiments exist, but within a democratic discourse, I think most people who are critical about the ban, a possible ban of the NPD, rather argue from the point that if we ban them, they might radicalize themselves, they might go underground. I think this is a more commonplace argument against the ban of the NPD here in Germany.
Journalist Felix Husmann speaking with me from Dortmund, Germany. Thank you very much.
Thank you.